Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Always starting the show with something positive, and honestly, it's Monday, and it's still beautiful outside, and it's still summer, so forget all y'all. Y'all fall people, forget you, It's going to be a nice week, so what's up? It's going to be amazing. I mean, my air conditioner and my bill's not going to love it, but ha-ha to the fall people. Because I'm a summer girl.
Fall back. Summer's back.
So that's my little victory. We are going to have a beautiful warm week.
That part.
Summer's not over. Let's live our lives.
I asked Erin, I was like, my wife, hey, what's the temperature going to be like? Because I was trying to figure out how to dress today. She was like, I'm putting the boys in shorts. It's going to be in the 70s.
It's shorts weather. Yep. I love your shirt, by the way. Hope Squad. We got that from the West Dallas School District.
Shout out to Hope Squad.
Yep, Mrs. Howard, who runs their Hope Squad to teach the kids about mental health. Love that. Okay, so what's your little victory?
My little victory is that I got a speeding ticket over the weekend, but I ain't getting my license taken away.
You scared me. You scared the hell out of me.
Thankfully.
You scared me.
Little victories.
Little victories.
That's all.
The good, not the other.
Exactly. The latter. The fact that I ain't get the license taken away.
Say less. You know what? It is going to be a new week, which means we have new prizes. You didn't. You still have your license.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give somebody 21 pilot's tickets because you know they're going to be in town next week.
Yeah.
It's next week.
No, next week. Like mañana.
That's wrong.
I don't know why I wrote that. Anyway, well, we're giving away tickets to 21 Pilots, and it's going to be a great show, and it's going to be a new week. So question of the day is coming up next, and boy, did we have a weekend.
Dog.
Boy, did we have a weekend. There are stories to tell, let me tell you. It'll be next. Kiss FM.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so we're talking about our weekends and everything we did, and I'm exhausted because it was non-stop.
I'm so tired.
I am exhausted. Friday, we were at the Heckle Hole for the Project Bubbaloo golf outing. We got to heckle everyone, which was awesome.
Shout out Kettle Hills.
Oh, so good. We were up in Richfield for that. And then Saturday was crazy because I had the ovarian cancer walk at Greenfield Park with the Wisconsin Ovarian Cancer Alliance in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Almost got rained out. It didn't.
Good.
The walk happened. And then we were at Tacos and Tequila Festival Saturday night with Lil Jon. Yeah! And that was wild.
Bro, we got the intro. B.O.B. on top.
It was such a good time. So by the time yesterday hit, I was done.
Yeah.
done.
Oh yeah,
there was done. Oh, like, don't call me. I'm not going anywhere, man.
The weekend wasn't done. Because then on Sunday we up here go to the Hot Wheels Monster Truck Glowing Fire.
How was that?
It was. I mean, it was really fun, right? But it was exhausting because it was all the stairs. You got to think, like, I'm still healing from surgery. So it was up and down
stairs
all weekend long. Too much walking. I am in pain.
I looked at Owen Hudson. I go, do we want to go to Hot Wheels or do we want to give our tickets to some of our very good friends? They go, we'll give them to our good friends. I go, I agree. I go, it's not that I don't want to go. It's that I don't have any more stamina in me, man. So I'm glad one of us got to go check out the show. And so I'm glad you got to see it.
I'd say we'd enjoyed it, but we only enjoyed part of it.
That's okay. That's okay.
That's for another story, another time, maybe later in the day.
The kids don't know it wasn't over. Maybe they did.
Sam, you know.
Not the point. Anyway.
Not the point. Anyway.
What'd you guys do this weekend? We got to take Amanda and Racine backstage to Little John. This was the best.
Talk about it.
Oh my gosh. So Amanda and Racine, as you guys know, every single day on the show, she screams, turn down for what?
Yep.
And so when we found out Little John was coming, it was like, well, we got to get her back there to meet him. And she's got to scream. We wanted her to be on stage screaming, turn down for what?
We can't force it though.
But we can't make that happen at a Purdue show. So instead we got the second best thing. Amanda got to go backstage. She got to meet Little John and she got to scream with him, turn down for what? It was an epic moment. It's all online on Instagram, Facebook. Check out the Kiss FM accounts. And it was awesome.
Yeah. It's one of them things where it's like he now knows about us having theme songs and that Amanda daily be putting him on the map, starting everybody else's day like that too.
It was so good. And she's not the only one. Saucy Sandra was there. OG Lori was there. A bunch of our regulars. So we had a good time at Tacos and Tequila Festival. But the highlight was taking Amanda backstage to meet Lil Jon.
Yeah.
That was cool.
I mean, because of Amanda, but also because of us, because it was awesome.
Obviously. What about you?
At one point, I literally looked up and I was like, Jason, my brother who's passed, it's a couple days from the death anniversary, actually. Mm-hmm. And I looked up. I remember I went, man, Jason, I met Lil Jon, bro. Like, I just looked up to the sky and I was like, that's cool. It's immensely shaping to my life experience having Lil Jon, like, you know, music, him in media, all the different things. And
he is
part of my older brother.
Well, he's been around for over 25 years. So he's one of those kind of iconic people in music. So if you don't appreciate Lil Jon, what the hell's wrong with you?
I mean,
he has so many songs. Get Low.
Yeah.
You telling me you don't sing that when you're walking down your house? Sometimes I just sing it out from the window. Like, nobody even has to say anything. I just start singing to myself, man.
All genres. He's transcended so much. I mean, cultures, worlds. Like, very few people could you say, man, this man is worldwide, like, big like that. And Lil Jon's one of them cats, and he's very
humble.
And he's
not just a rapper. He works with all genres of music. It's so true.
Very humble.
Well, the phones are going crazy. Let's go to the phones. You know what? We'll start with, let's start with 4 this morning.
Shit.
Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, girl. Hey.
Oh, just who I needed. Saucy Sandra, where do we start?
Oh, my gosh. That was so much fun. And it's ironic that you said that, BZ,
because
I thought the same thing. Lil
Jon. You thought about his brother, Jason?
Yes. And Lil Jon was important to my sister as well. And she's passed, and I thought the same thing. I thought, you know what? I did it, you know? I met him, and that was for you, and I hope you were here with me.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, awesome.
Yes, what did you think about, what was it like, the experience of going backstage? You learned how much hurry up and wait we do in this business, Saucy.
Yes.
There's a lot of that. People think, you go backstage. I'm like, you have no idea how much hurry up and wait we do. Like, you guys have no idea.
They're all like, hurry up, we gotta go.
No.
Sitting there waiting.
And then you wait for like an hour. Yep. But it's worth it because you get to meet people like Lil Jon.
Right.
Yes.
But there's a lot. It's the same thing when we go on stage.
Yep.
Hurry up, wait. And we wait to go on stage and we sit backstage and we're like, ooh.
Yep.
And then suddenly it's over and it's a fleeting moment, but it was so cool at the end of it, man. Either
but
way.
I still love seeing it through other people's eyes because I don't take it for granted, but I like seeing it through people like Saucy and Amanda and see what they think of the experience,
you know?
Yes, it was awesome. It was amazing. It was a blessing to watch Amanda converse with him.
And the only reason, no offense, we needed you to video. So it
worked
out. Saucy. When they were like, how many backstage? I'm like, 4? Because I got a video her, and it's so Saucy. Let's go. I was like, you're in.
Grab the camera, Sauce.
You're hired.
You work for the radio station now.
Thank you for having a steady hand. Appreciate the steady hand. You already know.
Literally,
checks in the mail.
So we're grateful for you guys calling in. I'm sure we'll talk to Amanda today. But
you betcha. I'm sure you will.
Yeah, thanks for coming and thanks for videoing our little John
Moment
sauce.
Thank you for having me.
Always love sauce.
Bye.
Bye. All right, 414-533-1037. I see the phone's going crazy. We'll talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
I need to open up our texts and see what else everybody did this weekend. We had a very busy weekend between the ovarian cancer walk, monster trucks, the tacos and tequila festival.
Heckle hole.
I mean, we were busy, you guys. So we want to know what you guys were up to. Let's go to Kenya in Milwaukee on 7 this morning. Hi, Kenya.
Hi.
Hi. What were you up to this weekend?
It was pretty relaxing, but we did watch the Canelo and Crawford fight.
Oh, snap. Big event.
Bing, 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 bing. A lot of people were watching that fight this weekend.
What's the upset?
And go on.
Yeah, I mean, my baby did just turn 2 months, but I think it was a really great time for me to just sit back, watch the fight, and maybe have some drinks, finally.
She said, finally.
Wait, who won the fight, you guys? Because you know I wasn't watching. Who won it?
Terrence.
And was that who was supposed to win?
Nah, not technically.
Okay, I was just wondering, like, if the guy who was supposed to win won or if we didn't know who was going to win. Like,
he was the underdog.
I don't keep up with this stuff, okay?
Nah, he was the underdog for sure.
Oh,
but
really?
It was a good fight.
How long did it last? Was it a long fight or a quick fight?
It went the distance.
It did?
Yeah, it went all 12.
And Netflix had it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I saw it on Netflix. I'm like, wow, I guess we don't have to pay for these anymore. Okay.
It's part of the new vibe. Kenya, we appreciate you.
Congrats on your new baby.
Congrats on mom time.
Thank you. Right.
Bye, Kenya.
Bye now.
Bye.
That's an easy thing to do. Hold your 2-month-old while you're watching a fight, man.
Just don't give them the wrong bottle.
That's really easy. Oh, Natalie said they went to Comic-Con at State Fair Saturday morning and then tacos and tequila. Natalie, I can't believe you didn't find us. I saw you were there.
Double dipped the chip and you didn't come see us?
Uh-huh,
wow.
Uh-huh. Shoop bought a new car.
Whoa, Shoop.
John Shoop bought a new car. They're texting in to 414-533-1037. Steve texted in and said, Friday, I went to a friend's 50th birthday party. The birthday boy had a belly dancer. Nice.
Steve, were you the belly dancer?
Steve,
don't lie. I see you out there jiggling my butt.
That's so funny. All right, next up, we're going to go to, we got Julian on the phone in Milwaukee. Let's hit him up next.
Julian?
I know. Dust off that theme song.
This Julian.
It's been too good to call in lately, but he called 5 days in a row and got his own theme song.
Yes,
Julian, welcome back.
Yes, we found the song.
Good morning.
Oh,
good morning,
welcome
Julian.
Back.
What up, dog?
Hey, what'd you do this weekend?
So, Saturday we had the kids' sports game, soccer, volleyball, and whatnot.
That's so relatable to so many parents right now in sports season. I mean, I know sports season never ends, but fall is like...
Picks up.
You got probably crazy, running crazy. Around all Saturday, you know, with that stuff.
I forget about Taekwondo every single Saturday, and
dude,
we go.
As your kids get older, you're not, because it's going to run your life. You're going to be doing like 17 things on a Saturday morning going, why did I sign up for this?
Right
I'm
now, it's still
you.
All intro. Yeah, I'm already knowing.
And Julian gets
that.
It.
Okay.
And then I surprised Nancy with the tacos and tequila ticket.
You were there?
We were there. So literally, she had no idea. We showed up, and little by little, there was like 15 family members, friends. My mom came from Indiana.
It was a party.
Seeing everybody.
Wait.
So we were partying.
Oh, it was
no
a surprise party.
Way. Yeah. We were partying too. Where were
and
you?
Then what? We saw you guys come out on stage, and I was like, babe, Allie and DZ. And she was like, what? And so literally, if you look at your personal and Kiz FM messages,
yes,
we were sending you guys messages like, where are you guys? And then I was like,
service was trash.
I was having trouble even uploading to social media.
It was a problem. Right. You couldn't call nobody. You couldn't text nobody. Well, we were trying to reach, and it was just like, no.
Yep. I sure did get that
and
fine
like,
guy's Instagram, though, didn't
we're
I?
We're general admission. They're not coming by it.
I don't know who this guy was Julian, time. But there was some guy, and I was like, I don't know who you are, but you're fine. I want to date you. Do you remember that, DZ?
I remember.
I don't even know who that guy
dude
is.
Dude hit on me first, and he was like, hey, nice beard. And I was like, dang, nice beard too, brother. That's what's what's up? And then 10 minutes later, his like best friend came up and was like, oh my God, we didn't realize who you were. Like, we had already talked.
And
they're like,
we're
Allie and DZ. Oh my God.
I had been drinking and I turned and looked at him and I go, damn, you're fine. Are you single?
And like, I looked at him and went, boy, you better holla, go ahead.
And I got his, I don't think he's messaged me, but man, did we switch Instagrams. I'm getting hot thinking about that fine man, dude.
But yeah, it was a good night.
It was a very good night.
Very good.
No,
night.
Totally.
Paul Wall was the best.
You love Paul Wall?
That was your favorite?
Let's go.
I love Paul Wall.
Let's go.
Well, sad we didn't get
Jock,
to see you.
Too much talking.
No. Oh, what?
Would be nice.
What's
okay.
going down?
I
what you going
like
to do about
he
it?
He was emptying too much instead of performing.
Well, some of us are
respect
more,
his artistry.
Some of us like to talk. Says us. Julian, love you.
Later, I love you. Bye.
Love,
bye.
Bro.
All right. Jamie from Waterford texted in and said, I went to Six Flags Fright Fest. Hell yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Kelly in Sussex got a new tattoo. Yes.
Jealous.
And Shelly said she played some golden tea at Walski's. They have a new golden tea machine, DZ. Look out. We'll be on the east side shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Last but not least, we saved her for last because she was the highlight of the weekend. Amanda in Racine. I didn't realize how funny you were when you walked into Little John's trailer until I watched the video back. You walked in and you go, turn down for what? Woo!
Hi.
I didn't do that, didn't I? I said I was totally doing that. I did that to you guys, too, when I saw you over there.
She really okay. did. She said she was going to. She ain't tell no lies.
So to recap, we somehow work. Not somehow. We work for a radio station. We totally got Amanda backstage to meet Little John because she screams that song every day.
As you just heard.
And Amanda, tell everyone about your experience. I want to hear it through your eyes, you know?
From yeah. goat to goat.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it was just the coolest thing, honestly. I responded like you did, Allie, where I was like, oh, my God, that's Little John right there.
Yeah.
He's sitting in there. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then,
moments,
well,
yeah.
I said I have to scream it for him. So I literally did scream it for him. And then actually when we were talking on the side, he was joking and said, I think you say it better than I do.
I caught that.
He was so nice. And, you know, he is like a sober man now
yep.
and working on his health. And we show up at, you know, 9 o'clock. People have been out there since 2 p.m. We're like,
crazy.
What a party, people.
And he's like, got a 9-month-old at home
yeah.
in his 50s going, hey, y'all.
He was so receptive, though, to our party yeah. vibe. And he is such yeah. a vibe and such a good time. And he was so nice. And so, Amanda, I'm glad you got to go back there. I'm glad you got to meet him. And I'm glad you got to scream turn down for what with Lil Jon. That
so
was going to
yes.
be one of the.
I can't thank you enough.
Well, it's, dude, you're welcome. It's going to go down in history for us, too, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
I mean, you picked the song. You did it for
honestly,
yourself, girl.
Yeah.
Honestly,
girl.
Yes.
Girl.
I just thought, I was like, that sounds good. I'm like, yes, baby.
Well, and you know what?
That sounds up my alley.
With all due respect, we would have gone back there and interviewed Little John. It would have been cool,
mm-hmm.
but it would not have been the epic moment it became because of you, Amanda.
Yep.
So I want you to know that.
For
so.
Real. Seriously.
Oh, yeah. It was a blast with you guys.
It was
so much fun.
We had a
and
good
I'm surprised
time.
They let us come back after Saucy dropped her shot that we were drinking with the
oh,
front.
I forgot that she did that.
What,
they know it's tacos,
listen,
and
it's tacos and tequila.
It's 21
expect?
Plus. There's a reason. It's like going to a bar. There's a reason for that.
The cup was slippery.
A problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
Okay, DZ, so someone's kids are dating.
Okay.
They become friends.
Okay,
and
yeah.
now the kids break up. What now? That is the what would DZ do today.
Ooh.
Yeah, good morning. Happy Monday. So we've got two sets of parents, okay?
I'm following.
These are people I know, and I'm going to remain them nameless.
Yeah,
but
yeah, let's just not say names or give them nothing.
Their teenagers start dating.
Yeah.
They have kids in high school. And because their teenagers are dating, they inherently become friends because
naturally.
These kids have been dating for over a year now, okay?
Okay. Oh, okay.
So now the parents are good friends, and now they're all getting together for barbecues, and the teenagers are dating, and everybody's having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
No pressure, right?
No
I'm
pressure.
Being sarcastic.
No pressure.
So now the teens have broken up, and now the parents are good friends.
How long ago did they break up?
In
recent?
The past month. Yeah. in the past month.
Freshie. After dating a year
what
or two.
What now? Our kids dated and broke up. We became friends when they dated and now they broke up. And this could go, honestly, this could be the same for someone who has kids married. You could have any
kind.
I mean, sometimes you become in-laws and then your kids get divorced and you're like, I really liked my in-laws, man.
Oh, no, 100%. You know? And when, when your families are, you know, just genuine, good people, committed and invested in who's in your life, right? They're naturally going to gravitate towards each other's families.
I've been seeing this a lot, especially with my kids getting older and seeing kids their age. You know, I have 12 and almost 14-year-olds now. Honestly, I see a lot of this where these kids start dating and parents start hanging out because they're in sports together. It's like that. It's like
all
Netflix.
The events. You see them all the time.
The Netflix documentary. Remember the catfish one that just came out?
The high school mom one? Yeah.
That one was crazy. A perfect example. There's another example. Those parents were friends and their kids were dating. And then if you haven't seen the catfish documentary, it's so messed up on Netflix. I'm not going to ruin it for you guys. But basically in this story, same thing. Their kids were dating in high school. The mom did something messed up and then the kids break up and, you know, it's weird.
It's weird.
So what do you do?
See,
because you don't want to stop being, now the adults are friends.
Yeah.
And the kids are like, do you need to be friends with my ex's parents? We're 15. Chill out.
Here's the weird thing, though, man. And unfortunately, your kids broke up. So as far as family goes, this is going to sound wild.
Mm.
You have to break up with the families, too.
Mm.
It's not just, and you're so young, I think it's almost important to break up with the families as well so that you can understand healthy boundaries so early on in your age.
I don't like the parents being friends because it puts so much pressure on the kids and they're in high school. Like, it's not that you can't be cool.
Sure.
When you start hanging out together, now it's awkward. Now you're acting like you're all married and they're like 15, 16. They might want to. Love is fast and furious at that age. Come on.
And granted, they're young. They could also just be friends. It's like, oh no, we dated and, you know, blah, 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 and now we're friends.
Yeah.
15 years later, we're 30 and just best friends. Now, that's not the case right now.
No.
Right? And
no.
I appreciate that parents try to find friendships with other parents.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great when it works out with somebody around the same age as your child. But then it gets weird and icky because they dated and it didn't work out. But they're also only teenagers.
Right.
You can't put that on them. You also can't continue to cultivate the relationship. My genuine advice is y'all got to break up too.
I agree.
Everybody got
to
go.
I actually agree. The parents need to stop hanging out. Dio Samar texted in, adults are adults, kids are kids, to each their own. At our age, we need to keep our friendships. Forget them kids. It's so much pressure, though, on these kids when you're hanging out like you're married.
Say a couple years go by.
Or like,
you know,
they're married, you
they're
know?
They're 15. Mm-hmm. Say 17, 18.
You can bring it back around.
Maybe like, hey, you know, genuinely trying to talk to you like a person.
Well, do you,
you mind if I hang out with, you know, such and such's dad?
Yeah, because imagine this. Let's say we're friends, right? Let's just a perfect scenario. Me and you are friends.
Yeah.
And we have, both have teens and our kids start dating,
right?
And then our kids break up and now we're good friends. Well, what if my son, let's say, wants to start dating somebody else and I'm still friends with you. So now you're, let's say you have a daughter who, or son who's dating mine and he's now upset or she's upset. And then now we're still friends, but my kid's like maybe dating some. It's so
I gotta go
icky.
To bat for my child
it's
regardless.
So icky, you know what I mean?
Even if I disagree with what my kid is doing, I'm gonna have their back until we figure out what's going on, right? Because we could talk it through behind closed doors all we need to, but in public, in a forward setting, I'm going to have my kid's back every single time. So if you say, hey, I don't want you to hang out with them because that's my ex's family, say less, Poppy.
You'd be like, okay.
We'll handle that at home, but say less. We ain't
gonna
hang out right now.
We'll see him at the football game, but we'll keep it at that.
We'll keep distance.
Right.
We'll nod. We could text. Feel free to text, but you can't be hanging out all weekends, going on golf trips or girls' nights, stuff like that.
It's
is going to make it weird.
Making it, you're pressure on the kids. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, no, I'm not asking my daughter's permission to be friends with someone or hang out. Kids have too much power these days. It's not that. It's that you're putting pressure on them to like be in these relationships because now you're acting like you're a big married family and it's weird.
And it's about respect too, right?
Yeah.
They broke up.
Yeah.
Why force any type of contact if it's a breakup? Now, if it was just cordial and you are cool, this isn't an issue.
Right.
But there is an issue because they're not cordial and they're not cool.
I agree. The phones are going crazy. Should we pull one up? Screw it. Pick one. I don't care. You go for it, DZ.
Woo.
Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Allison and Racine.
Allison!
Oh,
good morning! How are
morning.
You? Are you listening to this?
Good. I am.
Had to get her song right.
Allison, I can't remember. Kids, right?
Yes.
How many?
Well, just one, but she's 20 now.
Good.
So
okay, so let's say you're she's dating a guy, you become good friends with the parents, and now they break up. What are you going to do?
What now?
Okay, so I've actually had this happen to me personally as well.
Knew it.
Good, I love it. Go on.
Yes. So I would say this. This is the most important thing. Your friendships as an adult have no meaning if your child is mad at you because of something that you are doing that they have asked you not to do.
What do you mean?
So yeah. I would say if they're dating someone and you say, oh, I want, even if they're 12, 13, 14, whatever.
You're sacrificing that relationship. Is that what you're saying?
Want a friendship that you have made because of your child to affect your relationship with
your child.
If they don't want you to continue that relationship. So I would say no matter what age, if they're a teenager to a 30-year-old, like that person, the I Am the Jerk, weeks ago, that she wanted to stay friends with her ex-son-in-law. Mm. Ask your child first. If your child is okay with it, by all means.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if not, then not. It's called mutual respect, too.
Should go first.
Yeah, and somebody texted in a good idea. Get dinner with them. They don't have to come over to your house.
Sure, but then where were you at? You were at dinner. Where were you at? Oh, we were such and such as parents. Man, why do y'all hang out with them? Because guess who has to see each other in school knowing that their families were awkwardly hanging out still, even though they broke up? I'm with Allison. You want to respect your child's wishes.
Let me take it a step farther. Hold on, Allison. Let me take it a step farther with how insecure we are as a society and kids especially. So now your parents are hanging out, right? Mm-hmm. And whatever, and you're like, oh, well, I don't even want to date them anymore. We dated for a year in high school, and now I'm dating somebody else.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yeah, now you're secretly sneaking around with the other parents. Oh my gosh. Wait, hold on.
You want to fracture your relationship with your bloodline, with your child,
right,
to cultivate a relationship with strangers because your kids dated a year ago?
Yeah.
Not for me.
Yeah,
and
weird.
On that same token, at any age, a parent may not know why their child's relationship fell apart.
True.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even know. I mean, let's be honest. I hate to say that, but even in high school, kids are cheating on each other.
It's actually worse in high school because you're young and dumb.
Everybody's figuring life out, don't know what.
You make mistakes, you do stupid things. Like, those things in adulthood are not allowed, though.
Or
if you're going to be in a relationship, then you got to grow up.
But it's learning.
Yeah.
It's a learning thing. And if you're in a relationship, how much stuff are you telling your parents across the board? And I know everyone has different relationships with their parents.
Nothing, because ew.
Your parents need to be in your relationship.
Yeah. And your parents got to be in your corner. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
100%. Exactly. They don't need to know every single detail that's happening. They just need to support you as their child.
Yep, yep, yep.
So that's what I would say. If your kid's okay with that, stay friends.
Yeah.
If they're not, then you need to pull back too.
Yep, yep.
All right,
yep,
Allison, thank you for calling.
All right, you guys have a great day. Love you both.
You too. Love you back.
Love
Bye.
You too. All right, so the kids are dating. They're high schoolers for like a year. They break up. The parents have become friends.
And they want to stay friends.
I don't hate the one about going out and doing things separately without the kids, but I get why it would seem like you're not being loyal, and it's you got to be ride or die.
Now you're hanging out with other people behind your kids' backs. It's going to get weird regardless.
Yeah, totally. Okay, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Okay, so these kids are dating, and they're in high school. I'm laughing because I'm having funny parenting issues off the air. I'll get into that later on the show.
It's parenting.
Another story.
Yeah.
So anyway, so these two kids are dating in high school, and they break up, but the parents are now friends.
And they want to stay friends at that.
So what now? You now friends and your kids have broken up?
No. Ick. No, you can't do that, bro.
You can't do that, right?
The whole family has to break up. Everybody. Dad to dad, mom to mom. The kids already broke up, so y'all got to break up too. Sorry, you lost the golf buddy. I'm sorry.
Stop putting so much pressure on them, especially. I mean, it's not like they're not on the same team unless they're gay, right? So if you have a boy and a girl, they're not on the same team.
I guess we don't know.
We don't know. I guess you're right. Could be two boys or two girls on the same team, but you get what I'm saying.
Right.
Assuming it's a boy and a girl, you don't have to be friends with them. It'd be one thing if they were on the same sports team, or you know what I mean?
Yeah. If they did the same stuff, right?
Or if one was a cheerleader and one played football or something, they traveled
together
all the time.
Friday
That's
night.
That's different, you know?
Still weird, though,
it's
you know?
It's weird. I agree. I agree. Let's go to Anna in Sherman Park this morning.
Oh,
she called
snap.
5 days in a row and got her own theme song.
I tried so hard and got so far.
Anna!
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. All right, so the kids are dating and they break up and the parents are friends now. What happens next? Mm.
Save the drama for somebody else's mama.
Really?
Stop being friends.
Yes, we are detaching ourselves from the drama.
Yep.
You guys are acting like they haven't built a friendship over a year. I agree with you guys. I'm just saying, let's not act like there's not a friendship really built here. You don't just X out people.
If they're not hanging out, we're not hanging out. Mm. If y'all break up and y'all still cool, then
we need to communicate and respect each other's boundaries. And I'm not going to have resentment from my kids
over something when you were 15.
Because of what's going on with somebody else.
And I even said, then just like kind of sneak around and like maybe go to dinner privately and just tell them you're going out to dinner alone. You can still see your friends privately. But then that's also messed up, because if I found out my parents were secretly seeing my ex's parents, I'd be like, why?
I'd feel cheated. I'd be like, wait, why?
Like, what are you doing that for?
Kids are tracking you on like 360.
Nowadays, you can't even go nowhere without your kids.
Honest to God, I gave Owen and Hudson my location. I regret every minute of it, let me tell you. But it makes them feel better. So I'm like, fine.
It's nice.
It is nice.
And listen, and that's the most important part, to make your kids feel good.
Yeah.
And if your kid's not feeling good about you hanging out with ex's parents.
Mm-hmm. With mental health nowadays, my kids are top priority.
Yeah.
No one's coming in between us.
Heard.
Amen. You need your family. All right. Thanks for calling, Anna.
Love y'all.
Love you back. Bye.
Let's go to Kate the Great in East Troy and see what she has to say. You can text in at 414-533-1037. People are saying bleep them kids. Come on.
And normally we say bleep them
but
kids
too,
Allie.
But this is a real, come on, this is your kids' emotions. We all say that, but we act like we don't care. We care about mental health. We care about if they're sad. When you're sad, you care.
Do we think differently because we know these people?
Maybe. Well, it does help when you can put a person with some of these issues and or you can relate to them. You're a lot more empathetic.
When you can picture them.
When you can't, when they're just random people, it's easy to go, screw them.
All right, well, let's pretend they're random. They're random. Kate the Great, they're random still, okay? We don't know these people at all. Morning, Kate. What up?
Hey, what do you think, Kate? Because David from East Troy texted it and he said, what about the role reversal? What if you're dating your spouse and you break up, but you both had teenage kids and over the span of the relationship, the kids became good friends? Well, David, that is a great What Would DZ Do as well, where stepkids become friends and then their parents break up.
Divorce, yeah.
They can stay together, but that's a different discussion, David.
Like, that might be a different dynamic.
That's a different What Would DZ Do.
And that's a whole different scenario. Mm-hmm. I like where you're going with that, though.
Too.
That's different.
I do, too.
That is different.
But anyway, Kate, what do you think?
Well, I have an example. And before I say this, I want to preface that I'll probably get a lot of judgmental comments.
Ooh,
but
good.
I
say it anyway.
My lesson.
Let me turn you up.
So I also have an almost 14-year-old daughter.
Okay.
And she started to date her little best friend for like 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And over that 5 months, I befriended the mom. Because whoever's spending time with my child, I'm going
to
have some sort of relationship with.
Hell yeah.
I know that's right.
Their friends' parents, what are we doing on the weekends, parents? You know, just to be aware.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when I build those relationships, it's at arm's length.
Mm.
And this mom of my daughter's little boyfriend came and brought us meals when we had our flood.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
That's so nice.
Yeah, it's nice, but we still kept it very casual. And I think it's kind of our responsibility as parents to be careful of not getting too close to people that we know might not be there.
Cordial, not close. Cordial, not close.
That's the way. Yes, you just nailed it, Kate.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yes, have a relationship, don't be drinking on the weekends, having them all at a barbecue, because I know parents that do that with their kids in high school who are dating.
Nope.
They get together on the weekends.
Tournament in-laws.
They have everybody at the house playing volleyball and basketball and kids running around.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that's too close.
You can't turn your kids' like best friend, date situation, whatever, when you're that young. young into your in-laws. You're going to have a lot of in-laws in your life.
And I know, I'm not saying it doesn't happen in Milwaukee, but you get outside of Milwaukee, like East Troy for Kate the Great. It gets real towny, and there's not a lot of options of adults to hang out with. I'm not kidding. And so you end up with those people in your circle, which include people your kids are dating, but we got to be careful.
Nah, Kate, that was perfect.
Yeah,
literally.
Makes it icky.
Cordial, not close. You got to keep them at distance just because you never know what's going to happen in that relationship. Yeah. And you won't be
sitting there
hugging your new best friend when your kids are breaking up.
And I don't like the pressure of it all. Mm-hmm. It's like it's a lot of times people will stay together because their parents are friends, and that's an issue. That's an issue.
Oh, that's weird.
That's weird.
I didn't think about that. That's weird.
That's what makes it so uncomfortable. That's the pressure on the kids.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
See? All right. Well, I think we figured it out.
We got it.
Thanks, DZ. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks, guys. Have a good Monday.
You too.
Love. Bye.
103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Hey!
Wepa!
It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Middle of September. We made it to September 15th.
That's crazy.
Crazy. And if you were listening on Friday, you might have heard us talk about how we got invited to run the heckle hole at a golf outing for Project Bubaloo, which raises money for research for congenital heart disease. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so we got invited out, and my friend Callie, our friend Callie, now was like, hey, you guys want to run the heckle hole? And DZ and I were like, excuse, we get to make fun of people all day? Are you kidding me?
Yes.
I know it might not be good karma, but I'm in, okay?
I'm generally a nice individual,
just
but I can be mean. I can be. If you want me to be.
So we accepted the call. It was great. And boy, did we have a time.
It was good.
We were set up at a hole. DZ, the first thing you did was park our golf cart so it was blocking
the path.
So no matter who came to the hole, they had to go around it. We were just being jerks. It was really fun.
I mean, what else? That was our job, right? Uh-huh. We got to compliment people's golf game. Compliment it in the other direction.
Well, and the best part was they could pay us. They could donate to the charity to be not heckled. So if that gives you anxiety, and I understand why, or if you're just a serious golfer and you're like, don't mess with me today, because I get why. I'd be scared of us, honestly.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to definitely be at the heckle hole to get heckled.
Well, one of the women, leave it to the women to go, well, how far are we going? And I go, I'm not going to say anything mean about like your looks, maybe your shirt, but nothing like, I'm not going to go.
We're not going to aggressively attack you.
We're not going to go that low. We're going to make funny things like, why are you warming up? Your swing's going to suck anyway. Things like that. You know what I mean?
I got a couple extra balls with me. If you lose one in the woods, you look like you're going to shank it.
One of my favorite insults, though, was when someone would golf and we would get to go just a bit outside.
Ooh, that ain't it.
Ooh, that hit the tree, my guy. Yikes, they gave us a mega. They gave
you
us
want a mulligan?
They gave us a bullhorn. I don't even know a ton about golf. I've tried over the years to learn, but I was just going with it, man.
We
it was
did our
funny.
Thing. My favorite part was at one point, we were just going and going. Mm-hmm. And there was a group of guys where I was like, oh, got a bunch of failed baseball players over here.
He looked like a retired baseball player with his outfit.
He looked me dead in my eyes and was like, bro, were you over there two holes back when we were talking about how we were failed baseball kids? Like, how do you know these things? I looked at him. I was like, listen, papi, my third eye is open. I don't know what to tell you.
The hat, the glasses, everything.
I see it. The vision.
Everything. That is hysterical because that guy, they did look like baseball players.
They were like, you're right. You're right.
Oh, man. But it was a really good time. Shout out to the organization who invited us, our friends at Project Bubaloo. They finally hit $1 million in fundraising. They've only been doing it for like 5 years, and that's amazing.
To hit a mil.
And they've given it all back to congenital heart disease, research. So shout out to them. We love you. Thank you for inviting us to the heckle hole. We had a time.
And if you also need some hecklers for an event that you're hosting, feel free
to
reach
us.
Out. What's
it
up?
Was a good time. Oh, and should I say, you know how people could donate to us? We had a QR code they could either that went straight to the charity, or they could just give us cash.
Yeah.
We came back. So we were at this golf outing from 8 a.m. to like, not 8 a.m., 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., let's say. We raised over $400 just at the hole alone.
Cash.
Like, in cash. We pulled up and I was like, dude, we did a good job today.
And I think
we did really good.
I was ballparking. We had to have made like $800, $900.
Once you added up the QR code.
Because I was thinking the QR code on top of that, because they were like, we'll donate more. And everybody on the QR code that was having issues at first because of service was like, we'll keep trying. So I'm thinking, bro, we made probably like $1,000 at that
hole. I'm so proud
hole.
Of us. We were just there to make fun of people, and we got to raise money for a charity. 30 at the same time. That's amazing. So if you have a golf outing, please have a heckle hole. Please hire us or somebody. We don't hire, we volunteer, but ask people to do it. It's hysterical.
We raise money being jerks, and it was great.
It was amazing.
Speaking of jerks,
you ready for Am I the Jerk? Because we got to get into that. And then after Am I the Jerk, we have a new prize this week. We've got 21 Pilots tickets because they're going to be in town, get this, next Tuesday.
ASAP.
Yeah. So we have to give those away all week long. And you said that's one of the best shows you've ever been to.
They make amazing live performers. Mm-hmm. Genuinely amazing live performers. And I'm not the guy that's going to sit here and name songs off. Mm-hmm. They were just great to be at. The energy, the vibe, the production as a whole.
Fantastic.
All right. Très bien.
Love it. You ready to get into Am I the Jerk? Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
The moral dilemma that people love to ride in on. She wants to know if she's the jerk for being upset her best friend got married behind her back.
Well,
I'm sorry, what?
That's not your best friend.
Yeah, amen to that.
But I'm listening.
Okay, she wrote in. You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, or slide into our DMs and hope we find it.
It's safe.
We may not, but
once we find it.
So she says, Allie and DZ, I had a best friend of 9 years who I helped every second I could. For 9 years, I was there for her and her kids, day in and day out.
Okay.
I was a single mom myself, but it seemed like she struggled way more than I did. So about a year ago, she gave birth to twins.
Ooh.
Woo-wee.
Okay.
I was in California at the time, getting an embryo transfer. I'm a surrogate. Interesting. Oh. Okay, I'm a surrogate.
A lot of layers.
When I got back that same day, I rushed to the hospital and was there every day in the NICU with her and the twins.
You've been there for her a lot.
Yeah, I took care of her and her twins for 9 months along with my own children and my own problems at home with my now ex-boyfriend at the time. Mm. Fast forward, 2 months before her twins turned one, her baby daddy got out of jail, moved in with her. And at the twins' birthday party, she announced to me with a few other girls that she got married behind my back. She writes in all caps. Am I the jerk for telling her how betrayed I feel and how I see where we stand and cutting her off? Ooh. Oh, dang.
Ooh. Okay, betrayed? Like,
there's a lot going on
here.
Am I the jerk? So I wrote it as, am I the jerk for being upset she got married behind my back? But maybe that isn't the question today. I mean, maybe
Am
I the jerk? It is. I'm mad. Because she cut her off. So she did cut her off. Because it could be, am I the jerk for cutting her off? Same thing.
Well, the reason you cut her off is because she got married behind your back. Right?
Yes,
so that's,
yes.
Okay. One in the same, right? One in the same.
Because people send these emails, and then I'm like, well, what's the actual question? Especially when there's so many layers like this. We have to figure it out with the moral dilemma.
And sometimes when people write in, they think the dilemma is different than what it
actually
is.
Thank you.
No.
And then we're like, no.
I think this is pretty spot on.
Okay.
I also think that she's a jerk.
No way.
100%.
I'd be furious.
I'd be mad.
I'd be like, I helped you with everything and you went and got married and didn't even tell me. Screw you.
You don't get to express that. You can think that. You can feel that. You can be bothered. But to cut somebody off because they express their joy and happiness with their life partner. Now, is it a little weird that they really got married fast after my boy got out the pan? Maybe it's a little strange.
There's probably a reason they kept it from you, let's be real, because they knew you'd be like, excuse me.
Probably a rush situation. I'm assuming it was courthouse, you know. They didn't really do a party, so they didn't really celebrate. Whoever was their witness, and it clearly wasn't you, was around, and you were not. You weren't around.
What's crazy is she says, I helped her take care of her kids for 9 months, and then at the one-year birthday party, so it wasn't that far apart that the guy got out of jail. They got married. So it was like 3 months in between that. So she's with her for 9 months, and then in 3 months she gets married and doesn't tell her. That's a lot. That being said, I also want to say something else. Sometimes we help people way more than they help us.
Yeah.
And we go, but I've done so much for you without realizing they've done nothing. They're not helping you back.
But you can't expect that.
Your love language is service. Mm-hmm. And so you're helping someone, but they're not doing. And then you're going, but I've done so much. We're best friends. And she's going, no, we're not. You just helped me more. You helped me. It's your choice. That's your love language, maybe. I don't know.
I've
just
accepted the help.
Just a thought.
Yeah, no. It doesn't have to be reciprocal, but most people, when you do something for somebody, it's nice to have have that something returned in some way or another. You feel me?
100%.
You dipped a lot into this relationship and didn't get enough poured back into your cup. Mm-hmm. So when you find out that she got married, you go, really?
Really?
After everything we've been through. No, it's everything you've helped her through.
And it's also the classic, I needed you till I had my dude, which also will set people
all
off.
All the time.
Men and women.
All
when
the
they
time.
Get in a relationship and all of a sudden you don't exist anymore. And you're like, are you kidding me?
That was the biggest change, right?
Yeah.
She needed support. She needed help. She needed somebody to fill the void of her man who was in lockup or whatever. Now her man is back. She don't need you no more.
414-533-1037. That's the number to call. She wants to know, am I the jerk for being upset that my best friend got married behind my back? She helped her nonstop because they were both single moms. She helped her with her twins when they were in the NICU. And then the baby daddy gets out of jail. She marries him and announces it at the birthday party. We're married. She's like, she got married behind my back?
We had friends recently divulge to our group of friends that they had gotten married. And we all turned and went,
oh my God, my cousin did this. And we all did the same thing. We went, why? Why didn't you just tell us? My cousin did this. They were married for a year.
That's people's privacy, though. That's
why?
Their own sanctity.
What's the secret?
That's their relationship. And we don't know. We don't get to know that part of their
relationship. So what did your friend say was the reason? Did they say have a reason or you didn't even ask?
No.
They just said, surprise, we're married?
We weren't there when we got told. You know what I'm saying?
When they were told.
So it's like, we found out and went, oh, really? Like, congratulations to them. That's great.
Yeah.
Didn't really... You know, expect them to get married right off rip, but here we are. Celebrate that. Be happy for
100%.
That. I'm not going to question something that somebody else is doing in their life. If you got married and you feel happy and fulfilled in it, bet.
I don't care that you got married. I just don't know why you kept it a secret. But again, that's a different, am I the jerk?
True.
If you want, but
true.
It's kind of the same because she kept it a secret.
Kept it a secret. Didn't tell nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody was invited. In a way, they kept it a secret. They didn't tell nobody because I guarantee you there's a one-year-old birthday party coming up for those twins.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to cut a wedding cake there.
Mm. All right. We're going to take it. Oh, my gosh. The phones are going crazy. I'm scared to open the text right now and see what people think. People are going off. Somebody said, she's not the jerk. My ex-best friend who I was the maid of honor at her wedding flipped out at me during her bachelorette party. Calling me names. Oh, my gosh. I can't put all these together, but I'm assuming they're still friends if she says not the jerk. Okay. All right. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out
Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So she wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad that her best friend got married behind her back.
Cut her off and everything.
She says, I was there for her for everything. We were single moms together. Her kids were in the NICU. The dad gets out of jail. She immediately marries him and then tells us at the 1 year birthday party. She said, they got married behind my back.
Like what?
Am I the jerk for being mad and cutting her off? Okay, let's go to the phones. I'm going to start with Danielle in Milwaukee. Let's start with her. Hi, Danielle. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Are you going jerk or not the jerk for being mad her friend got married behind her back and cutting her off?
She's not the jerk, and I'll tell you why. I'll give you a biblical reason, and I'll give you a reason from my point of a Pisces.
Oh, okay. I mean, this isn't a church, so you can give the biblical one, but go on. Give them both.
I just say that to say my pastor said you constantly pour into people your whole life. If they're not pouring into you, then you're just emptying out and not getting nothing in return.
That's true. So that's absolutely true.
I'm not gonna apologize for finally taking time for me back. Mm-hmm. Number two,
yeah.
I'm in my 30s and I'm getting to a point like, you know, some people are for a season, whether it be a relationship or a friendship, and some people are for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. Their season is over. Mm. If she continues to pour into her and she just doesn't even give anything back in return, who cares?
Did you hear what I said about Danielle, about her being service as her love language, clearly? And so she's, like you said, pouring into this girl. And the girl is doing nothing. It sounds like she's doing nothing back, nor even looking at her as though she's this best friend. She's, you know
what
I mean?
They don't see each other. The same. They don't see each other the same.
Same. Go
Listen,
on.
Listen, you know, when friendships end, they don't end just overnight. Mm-hmm. It's from stuff happening and happening and happening and
not
happening.
Getting it worked out and not talking about it. And because that's when you figure stuff out and you go through the hard stuff is what makes you closer, period. So the fact that they're not working through any of this, they're just getting farther and farther apart, you know, as she's getting mad.
But the final straw was finding out that she got married and took a step in her own life. That was, you know, are you projecting a little bit? Are you that?
Right, because if I'm your best friend, how would you not tell me something
That's
like that?
That's what I'm saying. She doesn't look at her the same way. I agree.
But
yeah.
I'm not apologizing for nothing in this age. I just don't give a crap anymore. I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to be your friend.
Amen.
I'm someone I cut off eventually because of she accused me of stealing something from her, a game that I kept trying to return because she wanted to be back with her boyfriend. Okay, fine. Bye. So now when I see you, I'll walk over you if you're laying on the ground. Who cares?
And now we know why you say not the jerk. You went through a similar experience with a best friend, and that's
very similar experience.
Oh,
but it wasn't like that friendship ended because of that game. It ended because I didn't really care for how you did things. I didn't care for how you talked to people. I didn't care for how you constantly put me down. And then it was like, when I finally got done, it was like,
relief.
Bye.
You didn't feel any loss. Nope. That's the sad part about the whole thing. Nope. Yeah. All right, Danielle, we love you and we get it, girl. Thank you for calling. Good points
all around.
All the reasons. Let's talk again. Bye.
Yeah, bye, Danielle. All right, pull up Lisa in Sheboygan. Got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row. Lisa, good morning.
What up? Buenos días.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, I guess. Is she the jerk for being upset that her friend got married behind her back after she did all these things for her?
Well, if the question is she the jerk for being upset or mad, then no, but you also said for cutting her off.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's her cutting her off, then yes, I think she's the jerk.
Mm.
Because like everyone does things in their life that like your friends, family, whatever, that you're not maybe like on board with.
They get on your nerves and they do
stupid things.
Yeah.
You cut off like a potential lifelong friendship because of this instance. Like everything that she stated in her letter was, I did this for her. I did that for her. Yeah. I did this.
Right.
A marriage is not about you. Mm-hmm. The marriage is about the two people that got married.
That's why I feel like it's one-sided here, and she's the only one loving this friendship and kind of like pouring in while the other one's like, we're cool and I appreciate it. I'm going to take as long as you're going to give, but
my marriage is for me, and you didn't have to be there for every of my life experiences.
She thought they were closer than they were.
I mean, they still might. I mean, they might have been on both sides, but we don't know the circumstances of why. And I don't think she's been given a chance to find out why.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, do you,
what do you
want
mean,
to go?
He
to...
got out of jail and then they got married abruptly.
Maybe,
that's why I feel
maybe,
like we know why. We could
exactly.
We don't know what
but
he did or anything.
That.
But come on, she's not going to be like, maybe, I'm marrying my baby daddy who just got out of jail and wasn't there.
But their relationship and their reason is private. It's
yeah.
for themselves only. And this best
right,
friend has
and maybe,
no reason.
And maybe she thinks that people aren't going to be supportive of that, so they just did it on their own by themselves.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
there's a reason they're not being supportive. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
there's a reason you're hiding
and I don't,
it.
I'm not doubting that either, but her knowing that going into it is probably just like, let's just do this, get it done, be married and, you know, whatever. But for cutting her off like completely out of her life, I think she's a jerk for that. I think she can work
you're
on that.
You're probably right, but it won't matter because she's not getting anything out of it, quite honestly. She's going to get her life back. So, all right, Lisa, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
All right. Bye. Megan and Muskego is going to be the tiebreaker then today on Am I the Jerk? Wanting to know if she's mad or if she's the jerk for being mad her best friend got married behind her back.
Megan.
Hey.
Hi.
Well.
So I agree with Lisa. She's not the jerk for being upset.
Okay.
But she is the jerk for like casting her out of her life.
That's,
and not
the jerk part is cutting
home.
Her off.
Right.
You don't feel like
yes.
the best friend kind of cut her off already by getting married without her? And that's
so,
a statement,
so
honestly.
I can relate because I had the same thing happen to me.
Oh.
When you got married or somebody got married behind your back?
One of my friends of over 10 years at the time, I knew she was engaged, but she got married and I didn't find out until a month later.
A month later?
Yeah.
That would,
and
that would not
I did
be
not
happy.
And I did not find out from her.
Oh!
Even worse.
Okay, so how'd you handle?
Even worse.
But no, so we are still friends to this day. You know, there was a lot of reasons. They were only engaged for like a couple months. It was very quick. It was still during kind of like pretty heavy COVID.
Yeah.
And it was a very small, it was a very small thing like at one of their parents. It was like maybe 20 people.
Wait, your best friend got married with 20 people and you weren't there? I'd still.
Not my best friend.
Oh, thank
God. My very close friend.
A good friend. Still good.
We've been friends for middle school, but not my best friend.
Good enough to still be cool, not good enough to be one of the 20.
But yeah, not everyday talk friends. Got it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I was still very hurt. And especially because, you know, I knew she was engaged. I was like, excited about it. And, you know, and then I found out after from somebody else being like, oh, yeah, she went and got married like a month ago. It was a really small thing. I'm like,
I don't buy this. Everyone's hiding it for their own private. That's usually out of shame or embarrassment because they either people don't approve or there's something dysfunctional in their relationship, or they're doing it for some outside reason like health insurance, which
something.
And just not saying what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Like I'm like, I don't get the secret.
I think the friend needs to find out the reasons. I do kind of agree with Lisa though that I think it could be maybe that like the friends are not supportive of this guy or, you know, didn't want judgment.
Even if they don't have judgment, the woman who married him's worried about that's projection, being worried about their take
anybody
on him.
Else's
you know
opinion.
What
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, either own it and get married, like she did, you know. But it was like, we're married, nothing you can say about it now.
I guess. I just figured, like, we're going to get married. We're doing it for us. Why do we need to tell people that aren't super relevant to me and your relationship?
Well,
right?
Not super relevant. These people should be relevant, is the weird part,
clearly
you know? They're not friends.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, well, yeah. I know. I totally understand her being upset, but I think just like totally casting her out, especially after the almost, you know, 10-year relationship, I think it said that they had.
She's
I
hurt.
I think that's a little much.
She's
I mean,
hurt.
I get it. I think,
hurt.
But, you know, it might pass. They always say women, we'll forgive, but we will not forget.
Right. I thought that was elephants.
I was thinking about something from last week. I wanted to bring. I'm kidding. Bye, Megan. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
So there you go. It is jerk all around. She's the jerk for cutting off her friend and being mad she got married behind her back. Wow.
I hear where Danielle, one of the previous callers, was coming from.
Yeah.
Just saying, like, you're pouring, and you finally realize, I've poured so much.
This is a one-sided thing.
I don't have enough relationship to give anymore. Mm-hmm. So, you got married? Fine. I will remove myself and cut you off. But at the same time, you are now projecting yourself into somebody else's relationship and going, I would have told you.
Yeah.
They're not you.
Yeah.
But it don't matter.
But you obviously didn't know him well enough to know that either. There's
jerk.
Another thing right there.
You,
you didn't know they were going to get married? You're probably not that great of friends. That's ding, all I got to say.
Ding, ding.
Oh, it's sad, though, because she's upset, you know, and she does. It's sad when one person cares and the other one doesn't. Mm-hmm. Not the jerk for being mad she got married. Or jerk. For being mad she got married behind her back. Wow. Okay. Let's give away these tickets because 21 Pilots going to be coming to town. Get this. They're coming to the AmFam Amphitheater on September 23rd. Now, that's next Tuesday.
Y'all count the days.
Oh, and the weather's been nice. It's going to be nice all week, so I think it's going to be a great show. Great weather. 414-533-1037. If you want to go, we are sending you to see 21 Pilots at AmFam Amphitheater next Tuesday night. DZ said this is one of the best shows he's ever seen. So,
I ain't lying either.
We're going to take caller number, we'll take 23 because they're coming on the 23rd. Good luck, Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station, giving away these tickets to see 21 Pilots next week when they come to town at the AmFam Amphitheater right on the Summerfest grounds, which is a cool way to see a show.
Honestly, and it's exciting, bro. It's going to be nice out still, too. Perfect
totally.
Lake show.
Absolutely. Well, you're never going to believe who caller 23 is.
Who is it?
There's a reason they call all the time. They should at least win once in a while. Lisa, one of our regulars in West Allis, baby.
Oh, theme song is the winning song today. Hey.
Lisa, congratulations.
You probably called 100 times before I've won in the last couple of years, so it's about time.
Girl, it's about time.
Honestly, and we got to remind people of that you can win. You just have to be consistent. Lisa called 100 times, and it finally worked out.
Yep. That part for real. No, she earned this.
Yes, girl. You are going to see 21 Pilots next week at AmFam Amphitheater. Congratulations. Have you ever seen them?
I have not.
Oh, even better. Even better.
It is, for real.
Ah, well, Lisa, we love you. You're one of our regulars. Have a great time at the show, girl.
I will. Love you all more.
Okay, bye.
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 That was exciting.
So fun. It used to feel weird when one of the regulars would win. Then I'd be like, of course they're winning. They call all the time. They should be winning. They're dedicated,
they're,
you know?
Juggernauts on the phone. Just call. Boom,
absolutely.
Boom.
Okay, coming up next. I need a second. Coming up next, you're going to die when I tell you the DoorDash order. That Allie, you're going to die when I tell you what I ordered to my house this weekend. How much food got ordered and who dropped me off. I didn't even get dropped off. After tacos and tequila, DZ, you're going to die when I tell you who took me home.
Oh, wait.
I got to tell you this
somebody
next.
Somebody
took me and drove my car home as well.
Ooh,
you can't even make this up.
You didn't say you met a little honey dipper tacos and tequila. Allie,
stop
who drove you home?
This is so wild, you guys. I cannot wait to tell you this story. Give me like, I don't know, 2 minutes. It's
say
so
less.
Funny.
Say more next.
Hold on. Kiss FM. Have you got like a 1-800 flower account or something? I owe people like a lot of flowers today. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station.
Oh no, I don't got 1-800 flowers.
DZ, when I tell you,
talk to him.
Who took me home after tacos and tequila?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened when I got home? I've been dying to tell you this all weekend. Okay, so we're at Tacos and Tequila on Saturday night at the festival in Franklin at Franklin Field, where like the Milkmen play 76 and Ross.
Yep, it was a great time.
It was a great time. We got to take Amanda and Racine backstage to meet Lil Jon.
She got to scream, "Turn down for what?"
Lil Jon was so nice to her. It was like a full circle moment for this show. So when we left Tacos and Tequila, it was like a decent hour. You know, it was like, because remember, this thing started at 2:30.
It started in the a.m., basically.
So at like 9 or 10, I looked at my friend Shelly, who was my date, you know, and I said, hey, she lives downtown. I live in the burbs.
Yeah.
And the festival was in Franklin. And she goes, listen, I have an idea. She's like, why don't we go to a bar? And I'm like, come on. I'm tired. My kids
Wait
are at
a
home.
Second.
And I'm like, but it's only 10 o'clock.
It is early.
And Owen and Hudson, meanwhile, this is where the story gets really funny. They're now blowing up my phone saying, we're hungry. And I'm going, you didn't eat? And they're like, no. And my friend Shelly, who's also a mom's like rolling her eyes, she goes, Allie, they're playing you. They want you to DoorDash them something.
100%.
They have food, don't they? And I go,
yeah.
And I go, there's food in the house. She goes, Allie, they're playing you. Your kids are not starving right now. And I go, but what if my babies didn't eat?
Well, and at one point in at Tacos and Tequila, you were trying to order them food there at the venue, but I don't think the service was working. Something was going on.
My
ADHD, like, I don't know if it worked.
We'd get pulled away and talk to people.
Stop for a picture.
Something happened, and then I just never ordered it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I looked at her and I said, but my kids are so hungry. And she goes, let's just go have a nightcap. I said, okay.
Y'all went and had a nightcap?
Dude, she said, let's go to Natty Oaks. I said, say less.
Hey, I mean, big ups.
So we go to West Allis, baby, and we go to Natty Oaks. One of my favorite spots I never talk about because I don't want people in my spot.
So y'all are at Natty's Oaks.
So we're at Natty Oaks.
Shout out Stallus.
And we're standing there, and we're having a few drinks, and now I'm lit, right?
Oh, there's nightcaps.
And by the way, Owen and Hudson are still blowing up. Where are you? Are you sending us food?
They don't care
and
about
like,
you. They
yeah,
care about the food.
Yeah, yeah. One sec. So as I'm sitting at the bar, in walks the owner of Natty Oaks, John. And I go, John! And I'm talking, he's got all these people in there because there's Brewers games and they have shuttles. So
well,
they have
there.
Like six shuttles,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And they've built up over the year. And so they're shuttling people back and forth. He's running a business, right? They are busy. And I go, John! And I'm like, hey, what's up? We're talking. And then all of a sudden he realizes, I'm like, I don't know. I may just Uber home. And my friend Shelly's like, well, I'm going to Uber downtown. And he goes, no, you're not. And I've known him for years, okay? Years. So I understand he can't do this for all his customers, but I've known him forever. And he's like, you guys, we got to get you home safe. My shuttles are out and about. Why don't you just jump in the shuttle? I'm like, oh, you're going to put us in the Natty Oaks shuttle and drive us home? This is everything. And he goes, and I go, but what about my car? Who's going to, I need my car,
I need my
man.
Car, yeah.
Come on, I'm going to wake up tomorrow. I want McDonald's breakfast. I need my car.
I need my car.
And they're like, we got you. We have an idea. So they put us in the Natty Oaks shuttle. It's me and Shelly. Mm-hmm. And their driver, who's phenomenal. She's the sweetest woman. She drives Shelly all the way downtown.
From Natty Oaks?
From Natty Oaks in West Dallas. Meanwhile, the people are calling her going, why are you downtown? We can see your location. She goes, I'm taking orders from the boss. I'm to get these two home safely. And that's it. So we go all the way back to West Dallas, right? Uh-huh. Meanwhile, Owen and Hudson still blowing me up. So I get on my phone and I order McDonald's. And I just do as much as I can. Remember, I've been drinking at this point, okay?
Yeah,
yeah. So I order a bunch of McDonald's.
It's later and it's past
it's later
tacos
and and I'm not driving anymore.
That part.
I'm safely getting home. So I send food to the house, and now we go back. They go, Allie, you know what? Rob, one of the guys at Natty Oaks, is going to drive your car home. I go, you guys are too kind to me. Like, this is so nice.
That's
like,
huge.
I really love you, but you're getting me home safely, and I appreciate it. This is like community. It's best. Like,
because I would have just kicked you into an Uber.
Yeah, I would have too. He's
bye.
Like, no, I got this. We got this. So somebody drives my car home. They drop me off.
Full service.
We're in my driveway. So now the Natty Oaks shuttle's in my driveway, right?
Hudson, now we got Natty Oaks over in New Berlin.
Hudson walks out in his robe at like 11 o'clock.
Like he should.
And like my father. And he goes, where have you been?
Young lady.
And I'm getting out of the Natty Oaks shuttle like, oh, Hudson, meet my new friends. Hi, they drove me home so I wouldn't drink and drive. Isn't that so nice? This is why you did the D.A.R.E. program. No drinking and driving, my guy.
You gave a whole lesson.
Oh, I gave a whole lecture, right? And he's like, ah, great. He goes, well, I have another question, Mom. And I go, what? And we're all standing there. I took pictures and everything. I'm going to post these on Facebook of all of us in the driveway. Uh-huh. This is so funny. So I pull, he goes, Mom, I have one more question. Why did you order 70 chicken nuggets?
70? Wait a second.
I said, excuse me?
You got the bucket?
I said, I did what? Just wait. I'm going to tell you next. When I read you the receipt of what I DoorDashed to my house, you're going to die.
You got a lot of food.
You're
going
to die, you guys. Hudson and Owen were in heaven. But when I read the receipt to you, I'm going to make you read it even. We're going to be here a while.
I got you. Let's go. Say less.
Hold on. I'll tell you next. Hey, we got to introduce B.O.B. at Tacos and Tequila Fest this weekend.
It was a blast.
Yes. It was so much fun. We had a really good night. Amanda and Racine got to meet Lil Jon finally, since she screams his song every day on the radio. Turned down for what?
She's got to scream it in his face like he's never heard that before.
Yeah.
It was great, though, all around.
It was such a fun night. And I was saying how afterwards my friend said, let's go get a nightcap. And the next thing you know, I'm at Natty Oaks in West Dallas. I'm at this bar. And then I run into the owner and he realizes that we need rides.
And then the next thing you know.
The next thing I know, I'm in the Natty Oaks shuttle, baby, living my best life. And I'm just bonding with everybody and the drivers. So we pull up in my driveway. This is where I really lose it. And Hudson comes out in his robe. It's only like 11 o'clock at night, by the way. It's Saturday night, right? My kid's going to be, he's 12 now. He walks out and goes, where have you been? And I go, what do you mean? I got home safely. Aren't you proud of mom?
Look
this
at me.
You learned this in the DARE program this year. If you're going to be drinking, you need to have a driver.
That part.
So then he goes, that's great, mom. But why did you order 70 chicken nuggets? I go, excuse me? Dude, you ready for this receipt?
A lot of food, bro. No, I don't know if I am.
I don't know if you are.
What up? Tell me.
We could honestly let people call in and tell us how much they've spent on DoorDash because I don't know what the hell is wrong with me. I must have just panicked and ordered a ton of things and moved on with my life. You ready for this?
Okay.
So I'm looking at the receipt. I took a picture of the receipt. I know I could just go into DoorDash, but I'm traumatized and I don't want to because I don't even want to know what the total was. I don't want to know.
For all you know, you got plenty of rewards points from that.
I don't want to know, DZ. You get this? I ordered, this is so funny. I ordered 2 20-piece McNuggets.
Ooh.
I ordered 2 10-piece McNuggets.
Why? Wait.
So that's 60 nuggets.
Why?
I don't know.
Why just not order another 20-piece to
I'm
make
it? I'm not done. This is only for Owen and Hudson, by the way. I'm not done.
I got so many questions off of your logic already.
Okay, so 4 cheeseburgers.
Uh-huh.
4 medium fries.
God dang.
6 chocolate chip cookies.
There we go.
And then 2 more packs of 3 cookies.
You paid more for cookies. You should have just gotten the cookie total. You could have gotten 13 cookies for $5.
So I got 2047. I got 60 nuggets.
60 nuggets.
4 cheeseburgers. 4 medium fries. And then I got 12. Yeah, 12 cookies. I got 12 chocolate chip cookies. Oh my God.
You got the tote.
Oh my God.
Did you
I'm
buy
scared.
You
I'm
bought all these
to
cookies.
Even look.
You bought all these cookies separately, didn't you? You bought packs.
I bought it says I bought 6 chocolate chip cookies and then I also bought 2 3-packs of cookies. Like God only knows.
How much did you pay for the cookies alone?
I'm scared
just
to look.
Just tell me
I don't
want to
look. I'm scared. Okay, fine. I'll go look when the phones are ringing. I bet people Are you guys going to shame me for spending this much on DoorDash for my children? Okay, I'll fine. I'll go look. What's the most you spent on DoorDash? You've spent a lot. Come
yeah, I spent like $150 regularly buying food.
Oh, damn.
Last time we went to a food truck, last time we ordered DoorDash, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay,
yeah,
let's see. My orders, I'm scared right now. Go into my orders. How much was McDonald's? Oh, $59.
See, that's not that bad, though.
That's not that I was bored. You want to know the best part? When I got up the next morning and I said to Owen, I said, I'm so sorry, baby, you were hungry. He goes, no, we were fine. And I go, are you kidding me? So Hudson was playing me the whole time, like Shelly said.
So it was just one of the two. It wasn't even both.
Nope, at 11 p.m., they got $60 worth of McDonald's. Yeah, I learned my lesson.
Wow.
Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny?
At least those nuggets reheat okay, and so do the burgers, okay? So, you know what I'm saying? They're going to be eating that for lunch, for breakfast, for something, maybe a little bit of dinner. Not the fries, though. The fries is gone.
Yeah.
The cookies keep nice, though.
Oh, they ate everything.
Oh, it's gone?
The only thing left were some nuggets. I go, you guys must be sick right now.
Y'all.
They ate everything.
That sounds like me back in the day,
though. Yeah, they're 6'4", he ate everything.
I mean,
I said you're going to be sick tomorrow, just so you know.
My McDonald's order for myself in high school used to be aggressive. I mean, I'd get 2 McDoubles, 2 McChickens. 2 large fries. I'd get a drink. I'd get cookies.
You know the difference? You were an athlete.
True.
They're sitting at home playing video games on Saturday night. They're not working anything off.
You're right. There was also a lot of running around and hitting people in between all that.
Let's go to 4. I want to see what people are calling about this morning, and hopefully it's something that I'm talking about. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kenya.
Hey,
hi, Kenya. Where are you calling from?
Cudahy.
Hopefully you're calling about DoorDash or the last time you rode in a shuttle randomly. Are you calling for tickets?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, we gave those away like 15 minutes ago, honey.
Late.
I'm sorry.
Late.
We played them on the air and everything. Love you. Call tomorrow. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
It's the problem with people that just call blindly.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All we said was call, and they said, we're doing it. We're doing it.
Fine. Go to 3. I know they'll talk to me and be nice.
Hopefully.
Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Ariana with Salad.
Oh, thank God. Snap. She won't disappoint. She's got her own theme song.
She knows
Ariana,
what to do.
Girl, let me tell you. When Hudson came out and said, why did you order us all these nuggets? I went, I don't know.
Next time, I'm just going to give you my address so you can order me food.
You guys, I should tell you, I hadn't drank since I was in the hospital. So it's been like a month because I've been so scared to drink, like out of an altered state, even though I wasn't drinking that day. Like, I'm just like, it was the first time I had drank. So I went and it was tacos and tequila fest. And I didn't realize that a lot of the times it's just shots.
A lot of the
it's mostly shots. Had a good time. That's how you know the day after that you had a great time and your kids were perfectly fine.
They were fine.
That's what I said. No. I'm just questioning the whole tip thing. Do you at least tip?
Oh, the driver.
For DoorDash?
Or DoorDash.
Or,
oh, you know
for
what?
The shuttle. Which
part? Actually, I'm glad you brought this up, Ariana. They're both important because my friend Shelly the next morning said, did the driver get the 20 I put on the seat? And I go, yes, I'm so glad you did that. So, because they went out of their way to drive her all the way downtown and then me all the way back. So we did tip the driver, which I, in my drinking phase, would not have thought of like an idiot. So I'm glad she did.
Yeah.
And then the DoorDash, let's see if I tipped him. I'm scared to even look at this thing, you guys.
I just leave it on the automatic.
I'm scared to look at this.
Because nowadays, if you're doing a delivery, normally tax on. Yeah. It should have added a percentage at the end unless you changed it.
Yeah, I tipped him $8.
All right.
That's all right.
That's good, actually. A lot of people just tip like $1, $2. Right.
They do?
Look at the driver.
I always tip a lot so that it comes quick and they don't mess with my food. I always am nice to the DoorDashers or whoever's delivering
it. Not everybody's like us.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No.
I wouldn't even take the order if you weren't tipping me. I would ignore it.
Some people don't.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
Some people don't do tip orders.
Screw that. So anyway.
Well, next time you go out, you let me know and then I'll give you my address or we go out all together. Okay?
Fine.
We do a whole DoorDash thing
together.
Honestly,
it was the night I didn't see coming. We met Little John.
Yeah.
And then I got taken home by the Natty Oak shuttle and ordered 60 chicken nuggets. It was not how I saw the night going, DZ.
60 chicken nuggets was just the beginning.
But we had a time.
Oh, a time was
happening.
Well,
I'm glad you guys had a great time.
We missed you, Ariana.
Next time,
you got to
be there.
Too.
Now, what was your favorite part of the night, DZ?
My favorite part of the night was going home.
And going to watch the fight. That's what it was.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
3.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Yeah, we are.
Good morning. What's going on?
Dog.
Yeah.
Man. All right. You ever just give up as a parent?
All the time. Why do you think I ordered $70 worth of DoorDash this weekend and didn't care anymore? I was like, I don't care.
Fair enough.
I'm going to cry about this later, but I don't care right now. Just eat the McDonald's and leave me alone.
Fair enough. No, seriously,
fair enough. And every parent's done it. And if not, you're not a real parent.
Yeah, true. That was a dumb question. You're right. We give up as parents every now and again.
I do, for sure.
At least I feel like once a week we're like, okay, we're done.
100%.
So
it's hard.
This week's hit when we were at yesterday, coincidentally enough, over at Pfizer Forum for the Hot Wheels monster truck, Glow and Fire, whatever it's called,
right?
A lot
of people were there this weekend, yeah.
A lot of people were there this weekend, including us.
Yeah.
We pulled up. Danny had taken a nap. Sammy was chilling. Yeah. He was good. We were having a good time. We, you know, that it started off great. They were both, yay, woo!
Yeah.
And then suddenly it took a turn. Danny got restless. I don't know if things weren't moving fast enough for him or if there wasn't enough noise or what, or if he was overwhelmed because there was too much noise.
Yeah, overstimulated, as we've talked about on the show.
Because he started getting increasingly crazier. He started just like being cute and like standing up in the chair and turning around, talking to the people behind us.
Yes. So
they thought it was adorable, so we let it happen.
Yes.
But then he'd keep doing it. And then he decided he wanted to go talk to other people down the road.
Oh, rude.
So he starts going off down the road, trying to run around. So we're like, no, we're not going to do this. Sammy, our oldest, our four-year-old, is having a great time. He's enjoying. He's sitting perfectly. He's being an angel.
He is an angel, duh.
First time of ever, right? So we're like, we're going to try to make this last. Danny, by the second, starting to yell, starting to throw himself, starting to flail, lay on the ground. And we're like, bruh.
He's going to turn two, though. Right?
He's not two yet.
What do you expect? I mean, you know, you're at that hard. I mean, I don't mean what do you expect. Like, this sucks. I should be like, dude, I'm sorry. This sucks. This is awful. I've been there. This is a nightmare age.
But we were expecting him to be at least okay.
Yeah.
It's one thing to no-nap it and just thug it out.
Yeah.
But he was good. He was fed. He was chilling.
He had no reason to be a little jerk.
No reason
to be. But they do it anyway.
But he just decided that he was done. So my wife, Erin, goes, you know what? You stay in the seats with Sammy. I'm going to walk up. I'm going to walk around the concourse and hopefully chill him out. No, that made it worse. That made it 10 times worse.
Oh, the fact that he could walk around, that's all he wanted to do.
And then he wanted to keep walking around because he was like, well, now I got a taste. Now let me go. Let me run.
Oh, God.
So intermission hits.
Oh, God.
And we go, bruh, this is about to be a 30-minute intermission.
We can't do it anymore.
He's losing it. We're losing it. I'm starting to sweat.
Did you leave an intermission?
We told Sammy it was over. We said, Sammy, it's all done. And he looked at me and Erin and went, nope, nah, I don't buy it.
I don't believe it.
These people aren't leaving.
That's the problem with the intermission is they do it so you can get something to eat, take your kids to the bathroom, whatever. But then if you kids are breaking down, you're screwed. But you can go walk them around. Yeah.
We were past the walk around point. So we gave up as parents. Me and Erin looked at each other and we're like, we can't sit through the rest of this. Ain't no way.
I don't blame you. When did you give up as a parent? 414-533-1037. You know, when the kids were little, you know, I got divorced when I was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people out know that story. A lot of people don't, I'm realizing, is because it's been so long now. So when I meet people, sometimes they're like, you did. I'm like, it's a long story. My kids are older, so I don't talk about it much on the air now. But when I had Owen and Hudson, and they were 0 and 2.
Babies.
The amount of times I gave up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have no idea. It's hard.
It is.
They're hard ages, you know, where you're like, that's it. You're going in this gated room with a camera and I'm going to sit here for 5 minutes and not deal with you because I can't think anymore. It's just crazy. You have to give up sometimes.
And give up, we did.
Not eating or not feeding them. I'll just be like, I'm door dashing. I give up. I'm sick of you asking me what's for dinner. I don't care anymore. Leave me alone.
And part of you feels bad, right? Like,
you always have guilt. Then you feel like a bad parent.
We looked at Sammy, the one that was thriving, really enjoying it, would have made it the rest of the time and been able to see the whole show, right? We looked at him and went, man, now we're shortchanging him because we can't deal and have to take one of the two home. Next time, Danny's not going.
Next time, he'll be older, though. He'll be...
Nah, forget that. Older don't mean wiser. He's not going next time.
So now you're traumatized, see? And now you don't want to bring him, period. I get it.
He gets to miss the experience next time. He's getting dropped off at T.T. Alley's house.
You know what? I'll take him. If I'm not getting shuttled home.
Ordering your kids McDonald's.
When's the last time you gave up as a parent? 414-533-1037. Honestly, I feel like on Saturday night is when I gave up because I ordered all that food to my house and my kids were like, we're starving. And I was like, you're fine. Screw it. Here's a ton of food.
You gave up fighting the fight and saying, we've got food at home. No, yeah, we don't. Fine.
I did.
Fine. I give up.
I was sick of saying we have food at home.
I give
and
up. Fine.
I quit my mom job and I ordered $60 worth of McDonald's. Okay? I did it.
Here's 1,000 chicken nuggets.
Don't know why, but I did it, okay? We give up sometimes. We do it, DZ.
I had to do it. Didn't mean I like quit. I just gave up for a little bit.
Well, you're doing great. You and Aaron are great parents, and this happens to the best of them at this age. So you have to remember, do not beat yourself up.
It wasn't the last time we quit.
Sorry. When's the last time you gave up as a parent? We'll talk to you next. Leigh from Milwaukee said she gives up all the time on her kids. She texted in 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It's Allie and DZ. And she said, my 4-year-old makes me give up all the time. She's so hyper, like overboard. That's a kid.
It's 4 years.
You guys,
four.
This is the problem. We look at kids and we go, what is wrong with you? That's kids. That's
all
like,
that kid energy.
They need exercise. You got to run them like dogs. Yeah. My sister used to look at me and go, you got to run them like dogs. And she goes, they need so much exercise, you know? And I'm like, you're not wrong.
It just sucks when only half of them are needed to be ran like dogs and the other one is chilling, enjoying their time.
It's a hard age, especially around 2.
Yeah.
They can't talk and all that. Why? What else happened with you?
Bruh, no, it's not
you
even.
You had another moment where you almost gave up as a parent? That's what we're talking about today.
It was a couple days before we went over to Fiserv Forum. We're sitting there at home. You know, yeah. Aaron's still at work. Mm-hmm. So I'm home with the boys in the afternoon after getting Sammy from the bus at Juanita's, our daycare lady. Been home with Danny a little bit now. And they go, oh, we're hungry.
Yeah.
All right, naturally, I'm gonna feed you. You're hungry? We gonna eat. So I sit there. I ask them what they want to eat.
Yeah, and you're going to stop that soon.
Usually pretty good. No, we like to be like direct and go like, all right, if you're hungry, what do you want?
I know. That's the problem now when they're 12 and 14. They're like, well, I don't want what you offer. I'm going to tell you exactly what I want. And if it's not, since you've let me decide all my life, now I'm going to give you a hard time when it's not, which is a whole nother fight. But anyway, go on.
I ain't giving up there yet. I'm still fighting this good
triggered!
fight. So you're sitting there and you know, Danny wants cereal. Great. Fine. Whatever. Cereal. Mm-hmm. Sammy wants a piece of toast. Mm-hmm. He says, I want Nutella. Sure. I want butter. Whatever. I'm like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So I get him a piece of toast, put the Nutella on it, and hand it to him. And he goes, what's this? Exactly what you wanted. No. No, no, no. He wants the sandwich. So I tried to fold it in half and go, well, look, now you got a half of a sandwich.
Oh, he wanted another piece of bread.
Oh, Lord have mercy. It was a fight. And I went, no, you don't need 2 pieces of bread. He's like, oh, no, but I need 2 pieces of bread. So you know what I did? I grabbed the one toasted, one untoasted, smacked them bad boys together, and said, here, eat it. He said, but you got it. No, 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 we're not toasting that. We're not toasting that. No. You're going to have one untoasted, one untoasted. You wanted a sandwich? You said you wanted a piece of toast, not a sandwich.
It's like you didn't hear what I said. You didn't understand exactly what I meant, Dad. What the heck?
Excuse me, young man. No, now you get a half-toast sandwich, bro. Enjoy it. And he ate it, too. I gave straight up. I was like, I am not.
Of course he did. He was scared. He was like, I wouldn't blame him. I would have eaten it, too, man.
You get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
Thank Thank you.
Trying to tell me how many pieces of bread you need.
Carl and Indy said, I'm sure my sister has given up many times, especially with my nephew. She just gives it to my mom to babysit.
It's Carl. It has a name.
Carl, come on. Your nephew has a name. That's right. Exactly. We're talking about when we threw up. When we gave up as parents. Sorry, I'm reading texts and talking at the same time. Somebody said, DZ, I totally get that also for my 4-year-old. Everything has to be her way or the highway. Yeah, they're little monsters. I'm telling you. They're the sweetest.
Them.
And then they come up and they go, oh, I love you so much. And they like have that little soft little kiss on the cheek or they put their little hand on your face and you're like, oh, my God. So stinking cute. And then they act like terrorists.
Yep.
And then you're like, I'm giving you away. And then you're like, please. Oh my God, I love you.
I'd be wondering.
It's a love-hate relationship as a parent, I'm telling you.
I'd be wondering when Sammy's going to threaten us to run away.
No, please.
Just so I can open the door.
Dude, you give them everything and they crap all over you. This is parenting at its best.
I hope he tries to run away when it's dark out too, because I'm going to turn the lights off and lock the door behind him. Bye.
It's okay. I'll pick him up.
See?
I'll pick him up. You call TT Alley, okay?
I'll come
get
nowhere.
You, Sammy. He's going to go nowhere.
Spoiling him.
He's going to be in my house letting me live. Well, thanks for sharing, DZ. Don't beat yourself up, okay?
I mean, I'll try not to.
Please don't, because all parents go through it.
It's either beat myself up or wish I could beat them up.
Jeanette in Kenosha texted, and I'll leave you with this. She said, I gave up when I went to pick up Chinese food with my 2-year-old, and I turned around for 1 second, and she pulled the fire alarm. I got a talking to from the fire department as well.
How you got in trouble because of your kid? No, take
She's
them into custody. Take them into custody. The 2-year-old did it.
Put the 2-year-old in jail.
Put the 2-year-old in handcuffs. Not me, officer.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.